Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
For one of the few times in the past 2 months, it is, in fact, Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney together. Together again for the first time.
Together again for the first time. I got to tell you about a freaky call I got yesterday.
All right.
From a man named Scott G.
I know who. Scott G or Scott D?
Scott G.
Scott G. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It just reminded me of that, and nobody on the air knows who we're talking about. That's okay.
You don't want to talk about it on the air. You just
no, of course not. When it's Scott G, you would never want to talk about it.
Well,
on
we
the
heard
air.
From a Scott D from our recent, from our distant past as well. So
right,
good of us to share our inner thoughts here on the air.
Oh, we're doing a radio show.
Do we? What's our time look like?
Our time looks beautiful. I think we're trying to get.
Yeah, we got. You know what? We wanted to try to bring some of our own reporting from the hurricane area. We actually have on the line a member of the Data Doctors team who operates Data Doctors of Houston, and that is Mr. Marvin Beasley. And we've been checking with him on a pretty regular basis because we wanted to know what's going on out there. Fortunately, the Houston area was spared the brunt of. Hurricane Rita, but I believe, Marvin, are you on there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, I just wanted to check. Well, first of all, thank goodness, and we're so glad to hear that nothing major occurred in your neck of the woods. What part of Houston are you in?
I'm in the southwest part of Houston, just outside the southwest corner of the 610 loop.
Okay, so you were actually about as far from the major part of the hurricane as probably possible, huh?
Yeah, and still being in Houston, yeah, for sure.
And so what's the weather like right now out there? Is it still...
It's sunny and a little breezy, and it's... You know, in the sort of the mid-80s.
Well, when y'all say a little breezy, you're not talking about 60, 70 miles an hour.
No,
like, it'd be good golf weather, breezy?
Yeah, it's a two-club wind right now.
It's a two-club wind.
All right.
So, now, what's going on around you? I mean, any reports of damage, any flooding, anything at all?
No flooding in Houston. And around me, there's some limbs down. I don't see any trees down. A lot of people have lost power just because of the trees hitting the power lines. We... Fortunately, have power, which are one of the few houses in the neighborhood. I don't know how. But
yeah, your wife was saying you might end up being a bed and breakfast for a little while.
Yeah, we already have people penciled in for certain beds already.
All right, well, listen, I appreciate you spending a few seconds here. I just wanted to get it up to date. I'm so glad to hear you guys are all safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Marvin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Marvin.
That's our Data Doctors of Houston operator. Want to make sure that everything's going on good out there. So if anybody that lives in the southwest part of Houston, you probably all know already Houston was pretty well spared any of the real nasty stuff. But, you know, if you can't get through to folks in the area, it's probably because power lines are down because of fallen trees more than anything else. So you heard from him, no flooding, no real major issues other than that. Power out, which is great to hear.
Which is just a little uncomfortable, but nothing big.
Better than, yeah. So now the fun of, they chose to stay, and actually they tried to get out, couldn't. They got
right.
stuck in it, so they turned around.
They sat
and
for
back.
4 hours to go, what on the return trip was 8 minutes.
Something
some silliness,
like
yeah.
So they don't have the fun of trying to get back into the city, which is, I guess, going to be the next layer of this. But obviously KTAR is your information station. They'll keep you posted on everything that's going on in all the various regions.
Including what the next name of the next hurricane, if there is one, would be, because I think they're all out of names.
Well, you know
at this
what?
Point.
If you're a weather person, if you like the internet, weather.com is the Weather Channel's website. It actually will show you any kind of storm that's building up out in the Caribbean, out you know, where the stuff comes from the Atlantic. So you can actually see the stuff forming way ahead of time if that's.
You too could be a hurricane predictor.
Possibly.
Right there.
We got time for a call?
We sure do. I think we
and
got time.
Those of you that don't get on the air, hang tight. We'll get you off the air. Who are we talking to here? Jim?
Yeah.
Jim, welcome.
And I realize I just made a mistake. We got about a minute, so make it quick here, Jim. Sorry.
Well, at least tell us what's wrong. We'll see if we can help you.
Okay. I've been told that the motherboard is bad and it does not post, and the power supply tests with all green lights. And I'm wondering, can it be determined if it's the processor alone or...
Yeah, if you had another processor that was identical, that would be the easiest way. Or if you take the processor out and have somebody that can test the processor for you. But... Typically speaking, unless it's an AMD, the processor would probably be the last thing that I would consider being the defective component.
It's a Celeron.
If it's a Celeron processor that's made by Intel, I would say you got probably better than a 90% chance it would be the motherboard, not the processor.
Okay, and then what about repairs? Is it better to buy a new one? Or?
Yeah, you don't repair motherboards. You replace them.
No, I mean the computer itself. Is it better to just go ahead and get a new computer? Or?
Well, you have to. How old is it?
It's about a year old.
About a year old. Well, you're probably still in the very reasonable to repair stage if it's only a year old. So what you may want to do is any of our stores will absolutely no charge sit down and analyze this with you and get you an idea what the cost is before you have to make any decisions. So,
well, I tried that at one of your stores up there, and they just plugged it in and said it's a motherboard and $69 or $89 to analyze.
All right, Jim, we're running out of time. Hang tight. We'll get you off the air. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, we're signing off here.
If you missed any part of the show, we've got all kinds of resources posted online for you, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. Don't forget to join the Digital Music Revolution. 25 of your favorite CDs converted for free to MP3 format at any Data Doctors location.
datadoctors.com/music if you want to learn more. See you all next week.
Recently, the voice of your car's navigation system took